understanding of. Yes.
Giver of benediction. He'll give you more benediction. Means wishes, desire.
Okay. Fulfilling our desires. Anything else?
It was sure that there was not complete understanding of God. It was sure.
Okay. But what was the understanding? हाँ बहुत सारे लोग ऐसा भी डाउट था, अरे भगवान कोई है क्या नहीं. फॉर हाँ ओके या अभी भी है. देर आर स्टिल सम पीपल से दैट यू नो नेचर इज गॉड, नो देर इज एन अलमाइटी, वर्शिप द लॉर्ड. So we can see that, you know, some people in some religions or some faith, people believe that, you know, he is a very strict administrator. Means if you do any mistake, cut. Means immediately you get punishment. So there is a fear of God. Means some people feel that, you know, and he is a very unforgiving judge. Means very strict about the rules and regulations. And some feel that he is an old man, you know, because he is the first one who was there, sitting in a throne and issuing. Like, you know, and whenever there is somebody make a mistake or something, he just throws his thunderbolt to punish him. And some other feels that he is a crutch for the weak, means just to help the weak people, he is always there, means like that. Still some other feel he is an imaginary figure. For what? To exploit the weaker section. You know. We can see that in a society, some people, you know, because they know that people have a faith in the Lord, and some people try to exploit it. That so some feel that now they wanted to control the others, so they try to put the figure of God is there. I mean, like there are some, you know, who has seen the God, like that. So many theories we can see that, and some further feel that, you know, he is who will bring the peace in this world. His only duty is to bring peace and hope for us. Others feel like what Rajan's Prabhu told, he is a cosmic supply order. You place your order, he will deliver to you. Means. And still some others feel that he is there, you know, and whenever you have any difficulty, just call him up. He will be there for your help. So these are the various type of understanding who God is for us, right? But the scriptures, after coming in touch with the Vedic scriptures, we understand that it's not only that God exists, but he is full of bustling with colors and, you know, character, bliss, Sachidananda Vigraha. We've seen that, you know. And even Taittiriya Upanishad goes on to say that rasovai saha, and he is a full of, you know, mellows or rasa or emotions. And in fact, in one of the German philosophers once said that I will only believe a Lord who can dance. So in Germany, how he got an idea about dancing God, we don't know, means. But we know there is a God who dances. And actually, he always dances. So like Brahma Samhita says, Sriya Kanda Kanda Parama Purusha Kalpa Tarvo Druma Bhumis Chintamani Ganamayi Toyam Amritam Kada Ganam Natyam Gamanam Abhivamsi Priyasaki. You know. Kalpa Tarvo Druma, in the spiritual world, all the trees are kalpatarus, means desire fulfilling trees. Kalpataru truma. Bhumi chintamani ganamayi, means the earth is full of touchstones, chintamani stones. Toyam amrutam, means the water is nectar there. You know? Toyam amrutam. Kada ganam, whatever you speak is song there. You know? Natanam gamanam, means. Means your walking is like dancing only there. So from the Shastras we can see that, and we know that the Vrindavan pastimes of the Lord, means He's always playing with his Gopa friends, dancing, doing some other fun activities, playing like that. So, at least personally, I never had any understanding of a God, of such a such a features. Means, who is actually in a playful mood, always, you know, relishing his relationship with the devotees. We all have a standalone understanding that there is some power is there like that. So we are fortunate in our Sanatan Dharma, the Vedic understanding gives a bigger understanding of the Lord, of the God, you know, Ishvara Paramakrishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. He is known as Krishna, and his features are very amazing, very relishing, very nectarian leelas he performs for us. So that's why these words today we quoted is Anarpita Charim Chirat Karunaya Vatirno Kalau Samarpayitu Munnato Jalasrasam Subhakti Shriya Hariputada Sundara Didikadamba Sandeepadaha Sadakritya Gandare Spirituvasa Chinandana. So what is the reason Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world? Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is explaining, you know, that Anarpita Charim Chirat means nobody has given it in the history till now. Means Anarpita Charim Chirat and Karunaya Avatirno Kalau. He is so merciful and he appeared in this Kali Yuga with what is the objective? Samarpitum Unnata Ujjala Bhakti Rasa. He wanted to give us that unnata, that ultimate, that or the highest rasa of bhakti. That is the purpose he appeared in this world. So with that background, we will try to see that how, what were the exact circumstances why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to appear. Means in 1486, on this Falguna Purnima day, he appeared in this world. Okay. So Shastra says that once in a day of Brahma, Krishna comes to this material world. Means once in a day means 4.3 billion years. It is a huge span. You know, for just saying that it's a once in a day, but it is a very long time for us. And within that, 14 Manus comes and goes. So right now we are on the 7th Manu, known as Vaivatsvada Manu. So one Manandvara, one Manu's period is known as Manandvara. That one Manu's period is almost like 71 Divya Yugas. So out of that, in this 7th Manu's Vaivatsvada Manu, Vaivatsvada means the son of Vivaswan, the Surya Dev. So 27 Divya Yugas have been passed. Now 28 is going on. So the 28th Yuga, at the end of the Dwapara Yuga, Krishna already came and gone. You know, he came and he has done his leelas and he just went back. But generally after going back, Krishna thinks, means, you know, see, Krishna has created this material world for what purpose? Means he was so compassionate that if this living entities, they are suffering, if they wanted to come back to the spiritual world, they need some facilities to rectify their mistakes. That's why he has created this material world and given us these material senses so that we can practice bhakti and come back. But what does the jivas do after coming here? It is like somebody is drowning in an ocean and he has drank a lot of water, struggling, and then somebody comes and gives him a boat. So he gets into the boat, and the person who gives the boat tells you have to go in this way, so there is a land you can reach there. But after getting into the boat, he takes a 5 minutes break there, and then he sees the other side of the sea is still vast. He wanted to still explore further, and he takes the boat and go into deep into the sea. That's what generally we do, that, you know. Nrideha Madhyam Sulabam Sudurlabam Plavam Sukalpam Guru Karnadharam. So Nrideha Madhyam Sulabam Sudurlabam, with the this human life we got is very rare actually. Durlabha manava janme labhya samsare krishna na bhajulu means. So if we, after suffering in many species of life, finally at the end we got this rare opportunity of human life. But if we don't use it properly, if we still further, because in all the animal life we are doing only one thing, sense gratification. Ahara nidra bhaya maithunam. Means these are only four things we do it. But once we got this human form of life, we should only try to endeavor for the purpose of why am I here? You know, I need to go back to the spiritual world. So along with the bot, Krishna has, along with creating this material world, Krishna has given us scriptures also for these understandings. But the problem is very few people understand it in a proper way. Some understand, there is a lack of understanding. Some has misunderstanding. Somebody has counter-understanding also. This world is only for our enjoyment. Enjoy life. Okay. So, the Lord is also thinks about it, means, how can I actually help these people, means. So many times, he personally comes to set the order, like, you know, we need role models to follow. You know, recently we were in ILS in Mayapur, so one devotee, while he's speaking, he told a very interesting statement that you cannot establish culture or propagate culture by legislating it. You need a role model. Right. So just by, the Lord is also thinking in the same way, just by giving the scripture, the rules and vidhi nisheta, you know, you don't expect that people will follow it. They are always looking for a role model. You know, with whom, because that is maximum people have the only understanding up to that level. That. So Krishna was also thinking that, so everywhere in the world people worship me according to the scriptural injunctions. But simply by following such regulative principle, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of devotees of Vrajbhumi. So Krishna in Golaga sitting and thinking that, you know, okay, I have given the scriptures, some of the people are following it, but with a very awe and reverence. They will never be able to come back to me. Means they can go up to Vaikuntha. You know, because knowing my opulences, the whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration. But devotion made feeble by such reverence does not attract me. Means he's speaking about the Aishwarya. So if you are worshipping the Lord in Aishwarya Bhava, you will land up in the Vaikuntha planets. You will get moksha. You know, he says that, you know, Sarshti, Sarupya, Samipya, you know, Salokya. These four type of liberations you can get. But you cannot come to Goloka, where that variety, that rasa, the ultimate rasas are there. Means. Then he was thinking that, okay, I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nama Sankirtana, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. So Krishna understood, you know, in the Kali Yuga, the people doesn't have that much understanding to even, you know, the other processes, Kriteya Dhyayedo Vishnum, you know, like all the other processes have difficulty in following it. But simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, you can advance in your devotional service, in the devotion to the Lord. So he wanted to personally inaugurate that. He wanted to set a role model for the conditioned souls to understand what it is mean in Kali Yuga, how to practice bhakti. So for that sake, I shall accept the role of a devotee and I shall teach devotional service by practicing myself. So Krishna was thinking like this, says, now, you know, this is the time that I come back, still people are suffering there, so I should do something for them. And he's also coming, the Yuga Dharma, this is the time, this Kali Yuga started, I need to also teach what is the Yuga Dharma. So whenever the Lord wanted to descend, he actually there is a preparation. Just like when any important personality comes, say suppose, you know, couple of months, years back, you know, the governor came here, right? Or we have seen, then say some VIPs comes here, even a simple minister or somebody comes, the local police comes, make too many some inquiries, and just the bomb squad comes, and their assistance comes one day previous to that. You know, like that, so many preparations are there for us, even a simple person like a local minister or somebody like that. Then what about when the Supreme Personality is coming? So he sent his assistants or his parshads, you know, before his advent. So like, so he sent his father, mother, spiritual masters like Jagannath Mishra, Sachi Mata, Madhavendra Puri, Ishwara Puri, Advaita Acharya, all these people already descended. So when Advaita, when these devotees appeared, you know, the leader of the devotees was Advaita Acharya. So he was sitting, he was looking in the society that the condition of the society was very bad, means. So even though apparently, externally they were performing all the rituals and seemed to be very dharmic, but their intention was materialistic enjoyment only. They are doing this animal sacrifice and all those things. So he was very painful. He couldn't tolerate that. Because that is the nature of a devotee. He is para, dukkha, dukhi. When others are suffering, the devotees feel, you know, uncomfortable. So they wanted to help them. So no one was interested in taking the devotional service of the Lord. Nobody wanted to do bhakti, because they were infatuated by the material enjoyments. So there were only few devotees, we can say. So Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur, and some others. So they used to do, they come together, used to do glorification of the Lord. So they used to worship Krishna, they used to talk about Krishna, they used to chant the holy name, and even people had a problem with that. You know, why these people are chanting so loudly? They are even disturbing the Lord, who is peacefully sleeping in the Karna. Why they want to wake him up and take his wrath? That was the mentality of the people, means. So as we see in that, you know, Vaishnava is always very compassionate. So seeing the activities of the world, the Advaita Acharya felt compassion and began to ponder how he could act for the benefit of the people. So he couldn't tolerate it. So even though he himself was, you know, an incarnation of the Mahavishnu, he wanted Lord personally to come and do something for it. So he took a vow that he will bring this Supreme Personality of Godhead to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement for the benefit of these conditioned souls, those who are not aware what they are, in what mess they are, you know. And then he was meditating, how can I get the Lord? You know, just simply wishing, he may not appear. There is some process here. Then he remembered a words from the Gaudamaya Tantra that, you know, just by offering a tulasi leaf and with water, you know, tulasi dala matrena jalasya chulukenava vikrinite swayam vikrinite swam atmanam bhaktebhyo bhakta valsala. Tulasi dala matrena, one tulasi leaf, and jala chulukena. Chulukena means a palm full of water. If you offer to the Lord, vikrinide means he will be sold out. So Advaita Acharya was meditating, what is the meaning of this verse? He was saying there is no wealth. So Krishna is thinking that there is no wealth in my possession that is equal to a tulasi leaf and a water a devotee offers. I cannot pay back that debt, means. Because he considers tulasi as so important. So what does he do? So he liquidates himself by offering himself. You can take me, there is nothing else, I don't have any other wealth. So considering this way, this is the meaning of these words, Advaita Acharya started worshipping the Lord. Actually, Sarvabhauma Acharya, in his Advaita Ashtakam, In first few verses, he very nicely explains how Advaitacharya used to worship the Lord. Means, you know, so we will go through that also. So with the tears in his eyes, he would call out. You know, that so Advaitacharya was worshipping the Shaligram Shila. He had a Narasimha Shaligram Shila that is still there in Shantipur. Means, so I think day before yesterday, Madhavendra Puri's appearance day is the Shantipur festival. So in Mayapur temple goes there and distribute lot of prasad. And, lakhs of people comes there for the prasad. They distribute khichdi and chutney prasad. So that is the place where Advaitacharya worshipped the Shaligram Shila with the Ganga water and Tulsi Manjari. So, so Saro Manjari says that Huhunkara Garjanati Ahoratra Sadgunam Ha Krishna Radhika Nada Prarthanadi Bhavanam. Huhunkara Garjanati. He was roaring like a lion. With what? Ahoratra. Means not only the day, but even the night also. He is calling Krishna. Ha Krishna. Radhika Nada. You know? He was praying to them. And then, Dhupa Dhipa Kasturi Cha Chandanadi Lepanam Sitanada Dvaita Charana Ravinda Bhavanam. So he was worshipping the Lord with Dhupa, Deepa, Kasturi and Chandana. You know, with the Chandana he was doing the Lepana, Chandanadi Lepana. And then Gangavari Manohari Tulasyadi Manjari Krishna Jnana Sadadhyana Premavari Jarjari. So he was using Gangavari, Gangajal. Gangajal and Tulasyadi Manjari, with the Tulasi Manjaris. He was worshipping and he was meditating on the Lord. And Premavari Jarjari means out of love, the tears were flowing from his heart. Then Kripabdi Karunanadha Bhavishyadi Prarthanam Sitanada Dvaita Charanaravinda Bhavanam. Kripabdi Karunanadha means you are praying to the Lord, you are the ocean of mercy. Please appear Bhavishyadi. You are praying that please appear in the near future, that we get your association. Because you need to come. It is very emergency situation there. Muhur Muhur Krishna Krishna Ucchaiswara Gayata Ahenada Jagatrata Mama Drishti Gocharam. See, again and again, Muhu Muhu Krishna Krishna. He was chanting Krishna Krishna. How? Ucchaiswara. With a loud voice, he was Gayadam, he was singing that. You know? Aho Nada means, oh my Lord. You know? Jagatrada, who is the only one who can mitigate the suffering of the world. You know? Mama Drishti Gojaram, please be visible to me. Then, Dibijo Karuna Nada Diyatam Sudarshanam Sitanada Dvaita Charanaravinda Bhavanam. So, Diyatam Sudarshanam. Please give me that your beautiful darshan. Of what? Dibhujam. With two-handed form of your, you know, and Karuna Nada. You are the Lord of the mercy. We are very merciful. And because of this prayer, Sri Advaita Prarthanartham Jagannatha Alayam Shachi Madurgarbha Jada Chaitanya Karunamayam. Because of Sri Advaita Acharya's Prarthana, what happened? Jagannatha Alayam, in the house of Jagannath Mishra, Sachi Madhur Garbha, means in the womb of Sachi Mata, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Sri Advaita Sangaranga Kirtana Vilasanam Sitanada Dvaita Charanaravinda Bhavanam. So after the appearance, what did he do? In Advaita Jaya Sangha, Kirtana Vilasanam, he actually exhibited the congregational chanting of the holy name. So it is, so Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami actually explains there are three external and three internal reasons of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. So primarily, Chaitanya Avatare Mukhya Hetu, Bhaktere Ichaya Avatare Dharma Setu. To establish the religious principles, because the devotees were earnestly calling him, he appeared. The other two external reasons were to propagate the Yuga Dharma and also to give the Vraja Bhakti to the conditioned souls. And then Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says what are the three other internal reasons why Lord. So there is external reason is because people are suffering, Krishna is saying he wanted to inaugurate the Yuga Dharma and wanted to give Vraja Bhakti to the devotees, to the people at large. So that is the reason he wanted to appear. But his close intimate associates, they knows what is the internal reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to appear. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Va means, so he wanted to know, means Kidrisho Va means he wanted to understand Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima. What is the position of Srimati Radharani? He wanted to relish the position of Srimati Radharani. And the second thing is, wanted to understand the sweetness or mellow of Krishna and he himself, Krishna's qualities. Aswadyo yena adbhuta madhurima means, what is that sweetness what Krishna has, what all these devotees are trying to enjoy it. And third one is, experience the happiness of Srimati Radharani. Why these devotees are so much behind me means, why they are hankering for me, what relish they get it, what is the enjoyment they get it. So these are the three internal reasons why he appeared it. So in Bhagavadam also, when in 11th canto, there is a mentioning of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, there's a prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance when Navayogendra's, that pastime comes, King Nimi is asking the question, what colors and forms does the Supreme Personality appear in each yuga? So Karbhajana Muni explains in answer to that is, Krishna Varnam Tushakrishnam Sangopangasta Parshadam Yajnai Sankirtane Praye Yajantihi Sumedhasa. Lord appears in different yuga, different colors and other things. But in Kali Yuga, in the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregation chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapon and confidential companions. Krishna Varnam. So Jiva Goswami explains here, Krishna Varnam means, Varnayati means one who keep uttering the name of Lord Krishna. The two syllables, Krishna, Varna. And sometimes people may think, Krishna Varna means it is the color also. So that's why Krishna Varnam Tusha Akrishnam. It is not blackish. See, so he emphasizes this Varna. First Varna is the Varnamala, means our syllables. Krishna. So Krishna Varna means Krishna Varnaidhi, who is always uttering the word Krishna. And Tusha Akrishnam, his color is not blackish. That's his golden color. Sango Pangasta Parshadam. Sa Anka Upanka Astra. Means his assistants and their assistants and Astra. So Jiva Goswami explains what is the astra Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was carrying. That is his beauty. We can see that many places, even the Mayavadis were attracted by Lord's external form, and they also got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And Yajnai Sankirtanai Praye means, so they perform Sankirtana. So he was performing Sankirtanai Praye. Yajandihi Sumedasa. So intelligent people worship that way. And then he further says that what is, you know, the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means, you know, his mercy. You can see that his mercy, that actually he explains about the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet means. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says that, you know, in many places many chapters he start with the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, glorifying him, that in this Kali Yuga, we don't have any other shelter other than taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vaishunya Vrina Pididam, what is that words? Vaishunya Kida Kalidam, Vaigunya Kida Kalidam, Paishunya Vrina Pididam, Dainyarnavi Nimagnoham, Chaitanya Vaidyam Ashraye. Vaigunya Kida Kalidam means the Kida. Kida means the germs of Vaigunya, the material sense gratification, enjoyment. And Paishunya Vrina Piditam means we are infected by the envy. Paishunya. Who only can treat this disease? Dainyarnave Nimagnoham Chaitanya Vaidyamasraya. We only have to take, only one Vaidya can treat this, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Karbhajana Muni further says that what is the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking shelter of his lotus feet. He says, Deyam sata paribhavagnam abhishtadoham tirthaspadam shivavirinjunutam sharanyam brityartiham pranatapala bhavabdipota vandamahe purushate charanaravindam. Means he speaks about nine glories of taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Means if somebody wanted to get out of this material world, there is no other solution. Means just taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Means dheyam sada. Dheyam sada means that is worthy of meditating always. Dheyam sada. Then paribhavagnam. And it destroys the sinful, destroy the insults of the material life, paribhava. In many ways, because this body itself is giving so much of trouble for us, right? So undergoing unnecessarily suffering itself is an insult for us. So that can be only been, you know, like adidaivika, adibhaudika, adhyatmika, kleshas are there, paribhavagnam. So that can be only been sorted out by taking shelter of, you know, Krishna's, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And abhishtadoham, and he avoid the greatest desire of the soul. Means actually, what is the greatest desire of the soul? Abhishta means the desire, and doham means to give. You know, what is the greatest desire? Means that is not the material sense gratification, but it's Krishna prema. So in the purest form of our existence, we are all looking for that Krishna prema. You know? So, but in this material world, we may have unlimited desires. So Karbhaja Muni is not speaking about that material desires, but he can give the ultimate desire of Krishna prema. So that's why he is known as Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna prema pratayide Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne gavratushe namaha. And next is Tirthaspadam. Tirtha aspadam. Tirtha means it can be two meanings. One is a pilgrimage place or a devotee. And aspadam means, you know, the shelter. So where the holy places and saintly devotees take shelter, that is the lotus feet of the Lord. Means That is the place from his lotus feet only Ganga emanates, the holy river of that. And Tirthaspadam Shiva Virinchinutam. Shiva means Lord Shiva, Virinchi means Lord Brahma. They all honor Lord's feet. Actually, in fact, they are all waiting for, offering their obeisances to the Lord. In the 11th canto only again, when Lord Ramchandra's pastimes comes, it is said that, Kim chitra machudatavai dadashesha bandho daseshu ananya charaneshu yadatma satam ruyorodayat sahamrugai swayamicharanam shrimad kirida tadapidida pada pide. Means all these the big managers or the controllers of this universe was waiting to offer their respect. Srimad Kirida Tata Pada Pide means where Lord keeps his feet, there is a Pida. And even below that, they wanted to offer their tip of their crown, means their top, they wanted to offer to the lotus, even the bottom part of that Pida, not even at the lotus feet. But what Lord was doing, he was roaming around with the monkeys. He didn't have time for these people, but he was spending time with monkeys. Means nowadays we can actually, people will laugh at such a person, means who is roaming around with monkeys. If you roam around with dogs and other things, still people, that is actually a fashion now. But at now also we don't see that anybody is roaming around with monkeys. That is the mercy of the Lord, means. So, Shiva Virinchinuta. So, that same Shiva is appeared as Advaitacharya and Virinchi has appeared as Haridas Thakur. Be with the Lord. And then, even in Jagannath Ashtakam, in the first verse itself, Shankaracharya says that, Rama Shambhu Amarapadi Ganesha Archita Pato. Rama Shambhu Amarapadi means Indra, Ganesha. They are all waiting for offering their obeisances to the lotus feet of the Lord. The Shiva Virinchunutam Sharanyam means that is the only place worthy of taking shelter. Sharanya means taking shelter, because he is the most munificent incarnations. He can give protections to us. And Brityartiham. Britya means the servant. Arthi means the misery. And aham means, Brityartiham means destroying it. So he can destroy the suffering of his servants, means the devotees, or relieve from things. Like in the morning we sang Sachisudashtakam. Satatam janata bhavata bhaharam paramartha parayana loga gatim. Nava leha karam jagatabaharam pranamami sachi sudha gauravaram. So jagatabaharam janata bhavatabaharam means he can only relieve the material sufferings and give shelter to us. Then pranatapala means, pranata means offering obeisances, pala means to protect. So even if you just offer your obeisances to the Lord, he protects you. Pranada Pala. And Bhava Dipotam. And that his lotus feet is the only boat which can take us across this material ocean. Bhava. Bhava Abdipotam means. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also explains the effect of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Even in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, when Swarup Damodar Prabhu comes to Jagannath Puri and when he offers dandavats to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he offers his prayers to him, where glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. How to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And what is the importance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy? ಹೇಳೋ ಧೂನಿ ದಖೇದಯ ವಿಷದಯ ಪ್ರೋನ್ಮೀಲದ ಮೋದಯ ಸಮ್ಯಕ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿವಾದಯ ರಸದಯ ಚಿತ್ತಾರ್ಪಿತೋನ್ಮಾದಯ ಶಾಶ್ವತ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದಯ ಸಮದಯ ಮಾಧುರ್ಯ ಮರ್ಯಾದಯ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ದಯಾನಿತೇ ತವ ದಯ ಭೂಯಾದ ಮಂದೋದಯ. ಸೊ ಹೀಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಇನ್ ಆಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ, ಏನೋ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ದಯಾನಿತೇ ತವ ದಯ, ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರೂಸ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ. ಸೊ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಹೇಳೋ ಧೋನಿ ದ ಖೇದಯ, ಏನೋ ಹಿ ಡ್ರೈವ್ಸ್ ಅವೇ ದ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಲೆಮೆಂಟೇಷನ್. So that is actually one of the property of even devotional service, the six characteristics of bhakti. The first one is klesha ghanatva, means the moment you comes and takes shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can actually get relief from the material, you know, the burning sensation of the material desires actually. And so an example is given is that Vasudeva, the leper Vasudeva in Kurmakshetra. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Kurmakshetra, Kurma Brahmana, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just left that place. You know, that time only means this Vasudeva. So Vasudeva had a lot, you know, was afflicted by leprosy. So the entire body was so much of wounds and pulses were coming out, and even though the worms were there, but he was such a compassionate person that even if some worms fall off his body, he pick it up and put him back on his that wound. And because he was in such an advanced stage of that leprosy, no one would like to come near to him because there is a lot of bad smell and looks very dirty and everything. But he was a very great devotee of the Lord, so he had an intense desire to see the Lord. Even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, so then Vasudeva Lipra was coming to that Kurma Brahmanas near to his house, hoping that he can meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already left. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Paramatma. So he knows the desire of this Vasudeva. So then he actually comes back and embraces that Vasudeva. And he is completely cured of the leprosy, and he got a very youthful, beautiful body. And so that is one example we can think about. So helo dhoni da hedaya vishadaya, it his mercy purifies everything, you know. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already showed us the ultimate process of purification. What is that? Chanting the holy name, you know, chedo darpana marjanam bhava mahadava agni nirvapanam, means if you want to purify our existence, you need to take to the holy name of the chanting the holy name of the Lord. So Narottam Das Thakur says that patita pavana hetu tava avatar, means his descent itself is to, you know, help the patita or purify the patita. Patita pavana. And Narottam Das Thakur says that Mosama Padida Prabhu Na Paibe R. There is no one more fallen than me. So you don't, you know, I deserve the maximum because you are Patita Pavana and I am the most Patita. So you need to give me your mercy. Right? And even Kaviraj Goswami also says, you know, that you know, Kumana Sumanastam hi ಯತಿ ಯಸ್ಯ ಪರಾಬ್ಜಯ ಸುಮನೋರ್ಪಣ ಮಾತ್ರೇನ ತಂ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭುಂ ಭಜೆ. ಸೊ ಸುಮನೋರ್ಪಣ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಆಫರಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಫ್ಲವರ್ ಟು ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು. ಕುಮನ, ಕುಮನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಒನ್ ಹು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಇಂಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್. ಕುಮನ ಸುಮನಸ್ತ್ವಂ, ದಟ್ ದ ಮೊಮೆಂಟ್ ಯು ಆಫರ್ ಎ ಫ್ಲವರ್ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ having a impure mind or impure consciousness mind in here, that can be immediately sumanastvam, it can be purified. So that is the power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And then third one is pranmila damodaya. It awakens transcendental bliss. That we can see from Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you read that, you know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees were performing Harinam Sankirtan, they were actually plundering the storehouse of Krishna Prema. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu South India Yatra, we can see that wherever he goes, everybody was joining his Harinam Sankirtan, and they were ecstatic in that. You know? So he says that Krishna Name ye Ananda Sindhu Aswadana Brahmanda Tarayage Kadodaka Sama. So you compare the bliss of Krishna Nama Sankirtana. You know? It is like a Ananda Sindhu. It's an ocean of Ananda. And in comparing to that, Brahmananda is like Kadodaka, means it's maybe very small, like in a pot, water in a pot, like that. And then Samyak Shastra Vivadaya. He mitigates the contradictions or disagreements between the scriptures. So we can see that in Shastra there are three categories of Shastras. Means that one is Bheda Shruti. Bheda Shruti means which explains the difference between the Paramatma and the Jivatma, or the Bhagavan and the Jiva. What is the differences? Like, you know, Bhokta, Bhogyam, Prairitaram, like that verses, that type of statements, they are known as Bheda Shruti. And there is Abheda Shruti, which speaks about the, you know, commonality between the two, means, you know, Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi, this type of things are classified as. And then there is some verses known as Ghataka Shruti, which Bheda Shruti, that was the basis for Madhavacharya's compilations. Abheda Shruti was taken up by Mayavadi, or you know, the impersonalist Shankaracharya and his followers, they put more emphasis on that. Bheda Shruti is the bridge between the two. That is like Ramanujacharya and others, Vishishtadvaita philosophy was based on more on that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reconciled all these contradictions by his Achindya Bheda Bheda Tattva. That was. So all these apparent contradictions were sorted out by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now Shammek Shastra Vivadaya Rasadaya, and he distributes the transcendental mellow. So in the beginning we saw that, you know, Anarpita Charim Chirat Karunaya Avatirna Kalu Samarpayudum Unnatojala Rasa Bhakti Shriyam. So he appeared to give that Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. So that is Rasadeya. And then Chittarpidon Madaya. Means it gives a lot of jubilation to the heart. You know? So Chaitanya Charitamrita says in the Antilila that Shruyadam Shruyadam Nityam Giyadam Giyadam Muta Chintayam Chintayam Bhaktas Chaitanya Charitamritam. You know? So, O devotees, may the transcendent life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always be heard, chanted and meditated upon with great happiness. So, as, you know, whenever we hear the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can see that we become, such a compassionate avatar that it gives a hope for us. It gives at least some hope in the heart that we like to take this process very seriously in that. Then Shashwat Bhakti Vinodaya, and always stimulates the devotional service. So whoever come in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all got the Krishna Prema and the Bhakti. So Sarvam Bhattacharya says actually that, you know, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartha Meka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripambudir Yastam Aham Prabhadye. You know, so let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, Eka Purusha Purana. And who is that? Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari. And he came to Shikshartham. He came to teach us what? Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. You know, his devotion service and detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness. He came to give us Vairagya and Nija Bhakti. Devotion to him, you know, and Kripambudir. He descended to this world because he is the ocean of the mercy. So that's, I take shelter of him. Aham Prapadye. And then Samadaya. You know. So along with full ecstasy and joy. You know. So as long as Lord Chaitanya stimulates devotional service in the heart of a suffering conditioned soul in this world, he simultaneously bestows the ecstasy and joy that accompanies bhakti. You know. So Jivera Swarube Hoy Krishnera Nitya Das. So unless and until we come to that stage, it's very difficult for us to be happy in this material world. And then Madhurya Maryadaya. So that is the very purpose he came into this world. He glorifies the limit, the conjugal love, the rasa. Means we can actually serve, you know, there are five primary rasas: Chanda, Dasya, Sakhya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. So the Madhurya is the ultimate, which is exhibited by Srimati Radharani. That epitome is Radharani. So the very appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to understand that conjugal rasa which was enjoyed by Srimati Radharani. And then the last one is Bhuyat Amandodaya, and it awakens good fortune in all self. So that is also one of the characteristics of bhakti, that Shubhada. It gives all auspiciousness in our life. Means, so Nama Sankirtana Haide Sarva Anartha Nasha. No, Sarva Shubhodaya Krishna Premera Ullasa. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can be freed from all undesirable habits. Sarva Anarthanasha. Just by chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So this is the means of awakening all good fortune and initiating the flow of waves of love for Krishna. So Krishna Prema Ullasa. So we can see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy. The glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy means we have seen from Bhagavadam and also from Chaitanya Charitamrita. But the devotees are still saying that, you know, they are still eagerly waiting for the mercy. And even, actually Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says in his introduction to Madhurya Kadambini that he also glorifies Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy while giving what is his position. Means that is very very much helpful for us to understand our situation also in that way. Right? So he says, Hridvapre nava bhakti shasya vidate sanjeevini swagama rambhe kama tapartu dahadamini vishobagullasini duranme marushaganobi sarasi bhavaya bhuyat prabhu sri chaitanya kripa nirankushamaha madhurya kadambini. So he says that Hridvapre nava bhakti sasya vidate means, you know, see, he compares actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy to Kadambini. So Kadambini, we had yesterday night, we had experience of Kadambini. Kadambini means a series of rain clouds. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Kadambini is not like that. It is Madhurya Kadambini. It is filled with sweetness. So Sri Chaitanya Kripa Nirankusha Maha Madhurya Kadambini. It is Maha Madhurya Kadambini. And Nirankusha, it is uncontrolled. There is no limitations or control for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Kripa. And what is the effect of that Kripa is Hridvapre Nava Bhakti Sasya Vidade. Means Sasya Vidade Sanjeevani. So Hridvapre, you know, in our heart, the field of heart means, you know, Nava Bhakti. Nava Bhakti means Nava Udida Bhakti, means just newly grown, the creeper of devotion, you know, that has been nurtured by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Sanjeevani, Hridvapre Nava Bhakti Sasya Vidate Sanjeevani. And then second quality is Swa Agama Arambhe Tapar Ritu. Kama Tapar Ritu means the material world, the sense gratification, the propensity to do the sense gratification, or the effect of sense gratification is like Taparitu means, or Grishmaritu, which is like a scorching heat. But the moment, you know, so you don't need to even hit the the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but even you are seeing in the horizon the clouds are coming. Vishobha Gullasini means, so that will be taken care by, like in a rain, what happens? The rain doesn't see the patra patra na dekhi, means like that. So it doesn't see whether it is a, you know, fertile field or unfertile field, or is a rocky mountain or anything. It just floods. So you were the scorching summer heat. So yesterday morning this time we were feeling actually there was a heat, right? Just one rain. Now rain is not there. Just little cloudy from a distance also we can feel this cool breeze is coming. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is like that. Means it doesn't see the place. Whether your heart is fertile or infertile, it pours water. Even the mountain also the water falls. Somebody may think, what is the use? You know, nothing can grow there. But his mercy is, you know, he is so merciful that he actually floods the world with his mercy. But Vishnu Chakravarti Sahaja says, there is a problem with me. Means, so there is only one place where even the rain cannot do anything. That is desert. You know? So he says, even though you are like a rain cloud flooding the entire world with your holy name or your Krishna Prema, Praja Bhakti, but I am like Duran me maru shakinobi. I am like a tree in a desert. Maru shakinobi. But even if you give me a few drops of water, because I will be able to survive my life. So Duran me maru shakinobi means he is saying, the intention is there that he is saying, even though I came, like, you know, there is a lot of, I think, few generation gaps were there between Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. But still, I am able to get your drops of that kripa. That is sufficient for me to survive. So, for like we are coming after so many generations, almost 535 years has passed. But mercy of our acharyas, we are still able to get that mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But only thing is we need to be qualified. Means we should be eager to grasp that. It is freely available. We need to take a proper dip in that. So with that mood, we can actually prepare for tomorrow, means where when he is actually appearing it. So without the mercy of the, I think Narottam Das Thakur only says again that without the mercy of Nityanand Prabhu and Advaita Acharya, we cannot get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So even to get their mercy, we need the mercy of Vaishnavas. So we can prepare ourselves that we remain very humble. So the Nava Bhakti, you know, Hridvapre Nava Bhakti Sasya Vidate means, what is that Hridvapre means, which makes the heart fertile? That is gratitude. You know, if you are not grateful, your heart will become like stone. Very hard. So in a stone or a very hard strata, nothing can grow. Maybe you can say nothing fruitful can grow, only weeds maybe can come. Means. So if you want to have your bhakti lada beach to grow and flourish and give the flowers and fruits, then you need to be grateful. So on this day we can pray to Prabhupada and our Guru Parampara that we remain grateful to whatever they are offering us, and then at least we can receive through that, we can receive the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Karandaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.